Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in a very, very special psalm. We're up to the 19th psalm, and we looked at the first verse of the 19th psalm yesterday. And I I really want to encourage you to take this scripture before the Lord and really ask Him this from the get-go. You do this in all scripture, okay? You should do it everything. But just say, Lord, just give me your insight. Give me your understanding. That is my prayer for us, that we would have His insight, His understanding, that we would not be clouded by that which we think we know, and that we would not be confused by that which we have been told in times past. This 19th psalm right here deals with some of these issues. And it may not be an immediate thing. A lot of times people don't see what I'm talking about. And yeah, I'm being a little vague right now intentionally, because I want you to see some things. I want you to see what the scripture says about stuff. And I want you to actually set aside what you think you know, okay? That means you don't have to believe it, but just don't believe something because somebody told you. Now, the first verse, 19th Psalm, said what? That the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. That firmament was translated as expanse and sky in other English translations. But the word is actually firmament. And the word firmament speaks of like a hard shell. The word literally means like a dome, an extended solid surface, like an expanse. A vault is another translation. And so it's like there's a vault in the heavens. And you'll see more and more about this as we go through the Psalms. So we saw that the heavens do what? They declare the glory of God. And the firmament shows or declares or proclaims the works of God's hands. Now just think about that. What is being said? What is God trying to get us to do? Well, He's going to give us more insight in the very next verse. But I want us just to think for a moment about that. That the heavens, so that's plural. I used to think I knew exactly what that meant. Okay? And now I'm less certain. As a matter of fact, I used to be very dogmatic. I said, here's what this means. The heavens are this, 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 this. And you know what? That may be so. It may be so what I used to think. But I'm thinking that it's probably far more than I used to think I knew. Okay? We're all in this together, guys. So the heavens, just by looking at the heavens, the glory of God is declared. But guess what, folks? You have to look. You have to pay attention. The firmament shows His handiwork. The expanse, the sky, shows His handiwork. Do you ever just stop and look at the sky? Do you pay attention to it? Now, I am an acknowledged weather geek. My whole life I've been like that. I would keep up with the weather and things that's going on. I think part of that is because I grew up on a farm, and you always kept your eyes to the sky, okay? And but you can just go out on any given day and just be absolutely amazed at what you see. And I dare say, just by looking at the sky, okay, just by looking at the firmament, just by looking at that, you can glean so much. Okay, so much, if you allow yourself to see. I went out a while back and just looked up, and I'm seeing several layers of clouds, okay? And it wasn't a solid overcast. I see one layer of clouds, the lower base of clouds, were moving in one direction. Then a higher layer of clouds, say about the 10,000-15,000 foot level, were literally moving in a different direction. And then above those, let's say 25,000 foot level, was a layer of clouds, and they were moving in a different direction. And you say, well, what is that? Well, that's the heavens declaring the glory of God. That's the sky proclaiming His handiwork. And if we pay attention, and if we think about it, and if we take it before the Lord, then we're going to start seeing some things. The very next verse tells us even more. The next verse, verse 2, says this, day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. So day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. But then verse 3 says, there is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is heard. So what's the psalmist saying? What is David saying here? He's saying, you know what? Those daylight hours, day after day after day, okay, they're speaking to us. They're showing some things. King James says they're uttering speech. New American Standard pours out forth speech, same way in the ESV and the Lexham. They pour forth speech. There's an abundance of speech that's being done day by day by day. But then the next verse says, oh, there's no speech. There's no words. There's no voice to be heard. But the creation is speaking to us. Okay? Creation is speaking to us. Which begs the question, what? Are we listening? But even more than that, night to night reveals knowledge. Night after night, there is tremendous knowledge to be revealed if you will look. And so just think about that. I know a lot of us live in urban areas, and this is actually a lot harder because of the wash of the city lights and things like that. But if you just go out and look at the stars at night, you'll see certain things. If you go out where it's really dark out in the country and just watch the stars, you'll be amazed. Because what you will see, and you can actually find this, you can just Google it and find it, some beautiful things, just time-lapse photography of the night stars. They often call it our star trails. You'll see those kind of things. And you see that the stars move across the heavenlies. And they move in a circular pattern, literally spinning in a circle with one star that never moves. One star that never moves, Polaris, the North Star. And all the other stars rotate around it. Just that one observation, just that one piece of knowledge from night after night, just that one revelation absolutely decimates everything that we've been taught about cosmology. Everything that we've been taught about the nature of things, the nature of God's creation. That one observation, folks. And you can go out and see it yourself. Just go out and just watch how the stars are moving. And it places you in this position. People are going to say, well, are you going to believe me or are you going to believe your lying eyes? You know? Now, there's all sorts of attempts at explanations of how and why that is happening and trying to line it up with what is taught by man and his knowledge. But it totally collapses because day to day is speaking to us and pours forth speech. No, not with an audible voice, but night to night reveals knowledge. And the more that you look into it and the more revelation that you receive of the knowledge of the Lord through his creation, the more you'll see. And it is so exciting. Now, I'll refer to this all the time. We're going to find out we've been deceived. We've been lied. Of course, the next question people want to know is, why would somebody go to all of this to lie about this? Well, there's reasons. We may or may not get into that in this context here, but I just challenge you to do this. Go and look and see what the Lord reveals. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode.